Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Menachos, Daf Tzadi Zayin, the 11th Perek, Shtei Alechem. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara says that although the Shulchan was plated with gold, its susceptibility to Tumah was based on its status as a wooden utensil, the Rachman Akarya Eitz, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu called it wooden, as the Pasuk says, HaMizbech Eitz Shalosh Amos Gvoa, the Mizbech was wooden three amos high, and concludes, V'yedaber Elai Zeh Shulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem, and he said to me, this is the table which is before Hashem. The Gemara asks that the Pasuk began with the term Mizbeach and concluded with the word Shulchan. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar explain, B'zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, during the time when the Beis HaMikdash stood, Mizbeach Mechaper Adam, the Mizbeach would atone for a person. Ba'akshav She'em Beis HaMikdash Kayam, but now that the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, Shulchan Shul Adam Mechaper Alav, a person's table atones for him through the mitzvah of providing for guests. Point number two, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that there were 28 kanim, rods supporting the lechem upon him, 14 in each stack. Rav Ketina says, Asher yusak behen, with which it shall be covered, alludes to the kanim, shemasachachim behen es alechem, with which we cover the bread. Rava asks, if the kanim are acquired midaraisa, why did the Mishnah say that the arrangement and removal of the kanim do not override Shabbos? However, Rava retracted his question because Rav Akiva stated a rule, kol malach she'ev shalel lasos me'erev Shabbos, any malach which can be done on Erev Shabbos, in a dochas a Shabbos, it does not override Shabbos. Here too, the kanim can be removed before Shabbos and arranged back on the shulchan after Shabbos. The kanim's purpose is the lo l'apesh lechem, so the bread will not become moldy, and this short time without the kanim will not cause them to become moldy. A braisa teaches that the rods are removed before Shabbos and placed along the length of the shulchan. On Motzi Shabbos, he enters the heichal, magbia rashiya shel challah, lifts the edge of a loaf, umachnis kana tachteh, and inserts the rod underneath it, and does the same with all the other kanim. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah said that the shulchan, which the Torah describes as two amas long and one amma wide, was 10 tefachim by 5 tefachim. And Rabbi Meir says it was 12 tefachim by 6 tefachim. This is based on their machlokas elsewhere. Rabbi Meir says that all the amos of the Mikdash were beinonios, medium amos of 6 tefachim, except for the amos of the Mizbeach HaZahav and of the Keren, Sovev, and Yesod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which were 5 tefachim each. Rav Yudah says all amos in the Mikdash structure were of 6 tefachim, while those of the Kalim, including the Shulchan, were of 5 tefachim. The Gemara explains that their Malchokah centers on how to interpret a pasuk in Yechezkel. That pasuk also describes the parts of the Mizbeach HaChitzon as being amos of 5 tefachim, and the Gemara discusses at length whether this refers to their height or their width. It ultimately concludes that the 5 tefach amma of the Yesod refers to its height, the amma of the Sovev refers to its width, and the amma of the Kranos can refer either to their height or width. It emerges that the Mizbeach surface was slightly more than 26 by 26 amos wide, and its height of 10 amos was slightly less than 60 tefachim. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara says that although the Shulchan was plated with gold, its susceptibility to Tumah was based on its status as a wooden utensil, the Rachman Akarya Eitz, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu called it wooden. As the Pasuk says, HaMizbech Eitz Shalosh Amos Gvoa, the Mizbech was wooden, three amos high, and concludes, V'yedaber Elai Zeh Shulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. And he said to me, this is the table which is before Hashem. The Gemara asks that the Pasuk began with the term Mizbeach and concluded with the word Shulchan. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar explain, B'zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, during the time when the Beis HaMikdash stood, Mizbeach Mechaper Adam, the Mizbeach would atone for a person. Ba'akshav She'em Beis HaMikdash Kayam, but now that the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, Shulchan Shul Adam Mechaper Alav, a person's table atones for him through the mitzvah of providing for guests. Point number two, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that there were 28 kanim, rods supporting the lechem upon him, 14 in each stack. Rav Ketina says, Asher yusak behen, with which it shall be covered, alludes to the kanim, shemasachachim behen es alechem, with which we cover the bread. Rava asks, if the kanim are acquired midaraisa, why did the Mishnah say that the arrangement and removal of the kanim do not override Shabbos? However, Rava retracted his question because Rav Akiva stated a rule, kol malach she'ev shalel lasos me'erev Shabbos, any malach which can be done on Erev Shabbos, in a dochas a Shabbos, it does not override Shabbos. Here too, the kanim can be removed before Shabbos and arranged back on the shulchan after Shabbos. The kanim's purpose is the lo l'apesh lechem, so the bread will not become moldy, and this short time without the kanim will not cause them to become moldy. A braisa teaches that the rods are removed before Shabbos and placed along the length of the shulchan. On Motzi Shabbos, he enters the Heichal, Magbia Roshea Shel Challah, lifts the edge of a loaf, Umachnis Kana Tachteh, and inserts the rod underneath it, and does the same with all the other Kanim. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that the Shulchan, which the Torah describes as 2 amas long and 1 ama wide, was 10 tefachim by 5 tefachim. And Rabbi Meir says it was 12 tefachim by 6 tefachim. This is based on their Malchokas elsewhere. Rabbi Meir says that all the amos of the Mikdash were Beinonios, medium amos of 6 tefachim, except for the amos of the Mizbeach HaZahav and of the Keren, Sovev, and Yesod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which were 5 tefachim each. Rav Yehuda says all amos in the Mikdash structure were of 6 tefachim, while those of the Kelim, including the Shulchan, were of 5 tefachim. The Gemara explains that their Malchokas centers on how to interpret a pasuk in Yechezkel. That pasuk also describes the parts of the Mizbeach HaChitzon as being amos of 5 tefachim, and the Gemara discusses at length whether this refers to their height or their width. It ultimately concludes that the 5 tefach amma of the Yesod refers to its height, the amma of the Sovev refers to its width, and the amma of the Kranos can refer either to their height or width. It emerges that the Mizbeach surface was slightly more than 26 by 26 amos wide, and its height of 10 amos was slightly less than 60 tefachim. All right, so now it's time to go to our Simur Daf Tzadi Zayin, and our standard simon is a chess master, a chess master. So here goes. The eccentric chess master's guest, who ate at his table giving the chess master a kapara, just like the Mizbeach, was impressed that the chess master removed the rods on his elaborate Shulchan chess set used to keep the pieces separate before Shabbos, and that the width of his one amma table was exactly 5 tefachim like all kelim were, not like the amos of the Mikdash structure, which were 6 tefachim. Once again, slow motion. The eccentric chess master's guest, chess master, that must mean we're on Daf Tzadi Zayin, chess. The eccentric chess master's guest, who ate at his table giving the chess master a kapara, just like the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that the pasuk begins with the term Mizbeach and concludes with the word Shulchan, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar explain, Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, during the time when the Beis HaMikdash stood, Mizbeach Mechapra Adam, the Mizbeach would atone for a person, V'akshav She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, but now that the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, Shulchan HaShul Adam Mechapra Olav, a person's table atones for him through the mitzvah of providing for guests. So the eccentric chess master's guest, who ate at his table giving the chess master a kapara, just like the Mizbeach, was impressed that the chess master removed the rods on his elaborate Shulchan chess set used to keep the pieces separate before Shabbos, which reminds us that we learned that the arrangement and the removal of the kanim supporting the lechem apanim are not Docha Shabbos. So the eccentric chess master's guest, who ate at his table giving the chess master a kapara, just like the Mizbeach, was impressed that the chess master removed the rods on his elaborate Shulchan chess set used to keep the pieces separate before Shabbos, and that the width of his one amma table was exactly 5 tefachim, like all kelim were, not like the amos of the Mikdash structure, which were 6 tefachim, which reminds us, Reb Meir says that all the amos of the Mikdash were Beinonios, medium amos of 6 tefachim, except for the amos of the Mizbeach HaZahav and of the Keren Sovev and Yesod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which were 5 tefachim each. Reb Yehuda says all amos of the Mikdash structure were 6 tefachim, while those of the Kelim, including the Shulchan, were 5 tefachim. So once again, the eccentric chess master's guest, who ate at his table giving the chess master a kapara, just like the Mizbeach, was impressed that the chess master removed the rods on his elaborate Shulchan chess set used to keep the pieces separate before Shabbos, and that the width of his one amma table was exactly 5 tefachim, like all kelim were, not like the amos in the Mikdash structure, which were 6 tefachim. All right, so now it's time for our 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Tzadi Gimel. So the Simur Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The train conductor, that must be around Daf Tzadi Gimel, train chugging along. The train conductor heading to Shalim with his inherited carbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it when he gets there, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the machlokas of a yorish performs smicha and makes tamura. So the train conductor heading to Yerushalayim with his inherited carbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it when he gets there, was relieved when he was told that smicha is not ma'akev, kapara, which reminds us, we learned that smicha is shiari mitzvah. Smicha is considered the remnant of a mitzvah and is not ma'akev the kapara if it was not performed. So the train conductor heading to Yerushalayim with his inherited carbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it when he gets there, was relieved when he was told that smicha is not ma'akev, kapara. But if he does it, he should be sure to do it on the head and not the neck, back, or breast, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that smicha is performed al harosh bebeis yadayim, on the head of the animal with two hands. Abraisa Darshan's three mentions of the words al-harosh to teach that the smicha may not be performed al-tzavar on the neck, nor al-gabaim on the back, nor al-chazeh on the breast. Daf tzadidod. So the Siman Daf tzadidod is a hunter based on tzad. So here goes. Well, one hunter. That must mean we're on Daf tzadidod. Well, one hunter did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught, which reminds us the next Mishnah compares the relative chumras of smicha and tenufa. The chumra of smicha is she'echod meinif l'ko achovrim, that one owner can wave a carbon for all partners, ve'ein echod somech l'ko achovrim, but one cannot lean on the carbon for all partners. The chumra of tenufa is that it's performed even on korbanos tzibor, even on shechted korbanos, and on non-living items such as the lachmei toda, in contrast to smicha. Abraisa Darshan's carbon note, his sacrifice, l'rabos kol bayi carbon l'smicha, to include all owners of a carbon for smicha. So while one hunter did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners, while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught, the camp cook used three metal molds to bake breads, which reminds us there were three tfusim, three molds for the lechem apanim. So while one hunter did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners, while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught, the camp cook used three metal molds to bake breads that looked like open boxes and fast ships, which reminds us there's a machlokas of the lechem apanim was shaped like a teva prutza, an open box, or a sfina roketas, a fast ship. Daf tzadi hei, so the similar daf tzadi hei is a tzahal tank commander. So here goes. The tank commander. Tank commander? That must be on Daf Tzadi Hei. Tzahal, tank commander. The tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the shulchan with a lechem apanim on it while they travel with the mishkan so no one should remove the breads and puzzle them. Beyotze, which reminds us, Amoraim asked, lechem apanim nipsal b'masos or enu nipsal b'masos? Did the lechem apanim become invalidated through Yotze leaving during the journeys in the midbar when the Mishkan was dismantled, or did it not become invalidated during the journeys? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shuben Levi discussed this topic. One of them said it becomes possible and the other said it does not. The Gemara concludes that there is no argument. One or more is discussing whether the lechem was arranged on the shulchan and therefore valid, and the other was discussing whether the lechem was removed and therefore possible. So the tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the shulchan with the lechem apanim on it while they travel with the mishkan so no one should remove the breads and puzzle them, beyotze, and another battalion to guard the camp so no zav or matzor would enter where they shouldn't, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses sending zavim and matzoraim out of the machanos when the mishkan was dismantled during masaos. So the tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the shulchan with a lechem apanim on it while they traveled with the mishkan so no one should remove the breads and puzzle them, beyotze, and another battalion to guard the camp so no zav or matzor would enter where they shouldn't, sent scouts ahead to prepare a place to knead and shape the lechem apanim, but told them to wait for the baking until they were inside the Azar, which reminds us, in the next mission, the Tanakhama says about the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, that Lishasan v'arichasan b'chutz, that their kneading and their shaping may be performed outside the Azorah, v'afiyasan b'fnim, but their baking must be inside the Azorah. V'enin dochen se Shabbos, and their baking does not override Shabbos, rather, they must be baked beforehand. Rav Yehuda says, kol ma'asem b'fnim, all their preparatory activities must be performed inside the Azorah. Daf Tzadivav. So the Siman Daf Tzadivav is a royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees. So here goes. The royal herald, that must be on Daf Tzadivav. The royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees. The royal herald loudly proclaimed the Siman Zadad Yahaz to teach the measurements of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, which reminds us the next mission states that the Shtei Lechem were 7 tefachim long and 4 tefachim wide, with horns of dough 4 etzbos long. The lechem apanim were 10 tefachim by 5, with horns 7 etzbaos long. Rav Yehuda provided a siman to remember these dimensions, Zadad Yahaz. So the royal herald loudly proclaimed the siman, Zadad Yahaz, to teach the measurements of the Shtei Lechem and lechem apanim, while pointing to the miskeres of the model of the shulchan, which is below the tabletop, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if the miskeres, the frame of the shulchan, was lamata or lamala, the tabletop. So the royal herald loudly proclaimed the siman, Zadad Yahaz, to teach the measurements of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, while pointing to the miskeres of the model of the shulchan which was below the tabletop. As the king's servants lifted the shulchan to proudly display that the Lechem Apanim miraculously stayed fresh the entire week. Which reminds us that the Gemara teaches that they would lift the shulchan before those who came to the base of Migdash on the regalim and display the lechem on it, saying, Ruhi baschem lifnei hamakom, see your belovedness before Hashem. This follows Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement, Neis gadol nasa b'lechem apanim, a great miracle occurred with the lechem apanim, that during its removal it was as hot and fresh as during its arrangement a week earlier. Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss sending the Zavim and Mitzrayim out of the Machnos when the Mishkan was dismantled during the Masos? That's on Dav. Tzadiyeh. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn that Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach do not require Smicha? That's on Dav. Tzadibes. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn how Smicha is performed that has to be on the head of the animal with two hands? That's on Dav. Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss which preparations of the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem upon him took place Bifnim? That's on Dav. Tzadi Hei. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss which Amos in the Mikdash were 5 Tzvachim and which were 6? That's on Dav. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you in a Pogas requires Nesachim like an aisle? That's on Dav. Tzadi Olive. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that the arrangement and removal of the kanim supporting the lechem apanim are not docha Shabbos? That's on daf. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have in Machlokas if the ser mishtaleach atones for kohanim? That's on daf. Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that nowadays a person's shulchan is mechaper for him in place of the mizbeach? That's on daf. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that the chatas and nashama of a metzora require nesachim? That's on daf. Tzadi Olav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.